Page 206.
Advanced File. The Idea of Progress in Pop Art. The Art and the Artist.
He was the founder of American pop art in the 1960s, his canvases turning the stuff of advertisements and comic books into some of the 20th century's best-known works. Now, London's Tate Modern is holding the biggest retrospective of Roy Lichtenstein's work for more than 20 years. Jane Deeth has been to meet Roy Lichtenstein's widow for an insight into the show and the artist.
You'll recognise a Lichtenstein even if you don't know the painter's name. The print-like dots, the primary colours, the industrial black lines. It's graphic and it's cult. These exclusive pictures show Roy Lichtenstein working in his studio in the 90s, jazz in the background, a spinning easel before him. He wanted his paintings to be perfect from any angle. It was pop art, but it was proper art. Roy Lichtenstein broke free of the breathless brushstrokes of expressionism, and his work took people aback. They thought it was vulgar.
People were shocked. You'd come out of this sort of very brushy expressionist moment in American art, and suddenly you were dealing with these sort of surface level images that were from popular culture. So the avant-garde suddenly became involved with popular culture.
This painting, Look Mickey, was created after Lichtenstein's son pointed to a cartoon and bet his dad he couldn't paint as good as that. It turned out he could. He played with all sorts of images of popular culture, but they're only superficially superficial. They speak of grand themes of war and love, even as they dare us to take them for real.
Channel 4 News.